Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you'd know that voice anywhere. Not mine. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, Ted Johnson here on WEEI Afternoons. That was Jordan Hudson, the famous or infamous girlfriend of Bill Belichick.
That's her title, right?
For now,
just the girlfriend of Bill Belichick.
She handles his professional and personal life, or however he phrased it in one of those statements.
But by his choice.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not like her running his life. She's running his life, but he wants her to run his life.
Some people believe it's elder abuse, and maybe she's manipulating a poor old man who's lost his way.
I don't think that's the case.
Different topic, different day. That was some audio from the new Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast on The Athletic, everywhere you get your podcasts. He did a full one-hour episode, his latest information. He claims it's been 5 months since he's done a podcast on Bill. I don't know. It feels like we've done one since then. But I'll take his word for it if he says that's the case, in which that audio was taken from audio he got from NFL Films headquarters, where Bill Belichick last September was with Mike Lombardi and Matt Patricia and Jordan to prepare to tape his show called Coach, which some of us remember. I honestly only saw a couple clips. I didn't watch much of it.
Patricia and Belichick every week breaking down film and just kind of like doing his thing.
Yep. Yes, sir. And Jordan was there, and there's video of it if you want to find it as well. So this is behind-the-scenes footage that somebody allowed to be out there, wanted out there. Elsewhere in the clip, and we may have some of this in a minute, but Jordan, who brags about her Adobe Photoshop ability.
Oh, yeah. Big
and
time.
She says Adobe Photoshop like I say Dan
times.
Ball. Dan
right.
Ball. Dan Ball.
Wait, hold on. You have to literally say Adobe in front of Photoshop as if like there's another company that makes Photoshop.
Yeah, the competing Photoshop, the different Photoshop. And then she tells them how she made Bill's website using all these laws. She's so creative.
She's this
awesome.
To producers whose whole life and probably education is based around knowing how to produce shows.
And she's ripping basically the graphics they're going to use. Bill, first thing you hear is her questioning Bill. Which I was like, whoa, because Bill had a breakdown of Cowboys versus Browns.
Yeah.
And he's like, keep them out of the end zone. And she goes,
is that the red zone, Bill?
Shouldn't it be
red zone?
The red zone. And Bill was like, almost wanted to say, you let me worry about the football, honey. But he didn't.
He didn't.
But then she goes on to criticize the actual graphics and how they're being put together. At one point, she says something to the effect of, you could give me 5 minutes and $2,000 and I'll do it for you or something. And I was like, So I don't know if you guys checked it out because she references the great job she did, because everything she does is great. I don't know if you noticed that. She knows how to do everything.
Yep.
BillBelichick.com.
What did she say to Charlotte?
The president of your world.
Oh, my God.
Yep, she's the president of your world. She did Bill Belichick's website, which is just a link to a bunch of GIFs, and it's very weird. GIFs that include, it's like she just searched Belichick GIF and then posted whatever came up.
Oh, my God, I'm on the cover of it.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
You see my name right there.
Look at the top tab, though, where it tells you what website you're on. Tells you you're on BillBelichick.com with two Ks. There's not two K's on the end of his name. You didn't even spell your boyfriend's name right on his own flipping website, and you're telling other people how to do their damn jobs.
I know local rappers who have better websites than
this. Yes, because when you let an amateur do something, you generally get amateur results. The people are professionals for a reason. You know where you get amateur results? When Bill Belichick took an amateur offensive coach named Matt Patricia and let him run the offense.
Is it necessary to say keep them out of the end zone? Because I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory. Wow. I don't know if there's like an additional point.
Yeah, they'll be 100%.
See, he's agreeing with her.
He's agreeing with Patricia. I think he's a little annoyed at the interjection.
Okay.
And I can tell you for sure by that tone, Matt Patricia is annoyed because we heard earlier that they all hate each other. That Lombardi hates Patricia. Patricia hates Lombardi. They both hate Jordan. Jordan hates them. They think very little of each other. But as our leaping off point, Stiz, I did want to play this Pablo Torre piece of information that is most tied to the present, most tied to the University of North Carolina and what's actually going on right now with Bill Belichick.
One prominent UNC booster told me that this collapse, this curve, represents, quote, the desecration of their university. Alumni and boosters are, quote, sick about this. And to speed run through it, this is the fallout from the rebranding of a guy who was once upon a time, Katie, considered the greatest football coach of all time. You remember those days.
So Bill Belichick
is
leading the desecration
of the
university. That's a strong
word.
It's a very strong word. And I'm going to take Pablo. He said a big donor. So a big donor has power in places like that, right?
No doubt. Well, the big donors got him hired.
Got him hired and can also therefore do what?
Get
him fired.
Because
a big donor says one simple thing. Hey, remember that check I wrote last year for $25 million? Mm-hmm. If you want me to write it again, that guy goes because he's desecrating my beloved university.
Mm-hmm. He's taking a big, hot, steamy dump on my school.
Absolutely. So that is, I thought that was some of the most interesting current time, present information, because then some of this other stuff is a little bit more background information and what went on. We also learned that Bill Belichick, if you believe Pablo Torre's reporting, Fitzy, was not aware when he recorded his part of the dynasty that the dynasty was owned by Robert Kraft.
And he was completely ignorant to the Kraft, with that auxiliary LLC that Robert Kraft and whoever else set up.
Yes. And
which surprises me.
I don't know how he didn't know. I mean,
I think that's something he would ask about first.
And I didn't know it, like, legal-wise. But the reality was, that book, when it was written, was sent to every season ticket holder.
Correct.
That book, when it was written, was sold and had signings in the Patriots Pro Shop. Right there, Bill should have been like, something smells a little funny here. Mm. Like, this book is literally being given to all of our fans out of, like, there's a weird connection there that I would have looked into if I were Bill Belichick before I took part in the video version of it documentary. But that would explain, because I think that was one of the questions
we
all had.
He didn't have his
pit
bull with him. He didn't have Jordan in his life at that time.
I think he did.
Oh, did he?
Oh, I think he did.
The book, The Dynasty?
No, the video version.
The video was.
Yes, yeah. But somewhere along the line, why didn't she say, Bill, this book has been, like, I feel like, yes, if she's a good point, if she's as smart as she proclaims to be and runs every aspect of his life and protects the Bill Belichick brand and image and all that, she should have been in on that. Because that was one thing I think we all wondered a little bit, like, why did Bill take part in it if you saw it kind of going down a road of whatever it was going to be? How did they pull the wool over him on that? Well, he didn't know it was essentially a Kraft Sports Productions. Stiz, get that audio earlier, though. Let's play that for Ted, where basically the palace intrigue here, the opposite of the love triangle, the hate triangle that exists with Bill Belichick's inner circle. The hate triangle.
But the defining feature of this dynamic, right, which is palpable on this set of NFL films at this time, was that Lombardi, Jordan, and Patricia all disliked each other. And they all were kissing Bill Belichick's ass.
This is so such a pathetic visual.
All I'm here to report is that the last two seasons that Bill Belichick had in New England were 2022 and 2023. She shows up in the fan cam footage in 2021, meaning that Jordan Hudson, over the prior 3 years to this assemblage of talent at NFL Films in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, she had leapfrogged both Mike Lombardi and Matt Patricia and cultivated the most direct line, of course, to Bill.
I'm with Katie Nolan on that one. I mean, she has a way to directly connect with him in ways that they simply cannot directly connect with him.
She has tricks and tools that help her do a lot of catapulting.
It's really not a fair fight for those two guys.
If you were to ask me before us knowing this, who would probably leap to the front, I would have guessed probably Jordan.
Yes, that would be fair. There's also some information here. I don't know if we pulled it, Stiz. If we did, give me the thumbs up. Where we find out, so we remember that Pablo Torre reported that Jordan had been banned from UNC. And there was some pushback and some various information. Pablo also revealed that she wore a banned necklace on opening night. Those, you know, great 3 seconds of football for UNC.
Needs to stop with the I want to be Taylor Swift.
Oh, she does.
Oh, my God, does she want to be Taylor Swift.
What did she get? A trademarked something with Gold Digger, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she's owned all this.
Yeah, the jewelry line.
Yeah.
So you can't put me down. I own these, all these things that you're calling me. I own them now.
I wonder if the band necklace was a piece of Gold Digger jewelry from the brand that she's trying to start, a little cross-promotion.
Boom.
But interestingly, we never knew necessarily who was saying that Jordan was banned from UNC football. Come to find out.
One thing that I do want to report publicly now, which I've been waiting to report.
Here we go.
Can't wait.
Should we hold hands?
There was this disputed whole like thing that I was blamed for. The person who had told multiple people around the program that Jordan was no longer involved with the football program and was no longer allowed in the building was, you guessed it, North Carolina general manager Mike Lombardi.
Whoa! It's like Game of Thrones up in there.
The other advisor on Bill Belichick's shoulders.
Wow.
So the information came from the $1.5 million general manager, highest paid general manager in all of college football. Did you know that? Highest paid GM in all of college football, $1.5 million, and he's telling people, oh, yeah, Bill's girlfriend, she got banned. We banned her from the facility. Remember that led to like statements and reactions and UNC denying?
Yep.
No, she's still welcome.
They had to put a
statement
out right away.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I find this really interesting that Bill is he aware of this sort of
power struggle between his number one general manager and his girlfriend?
Yeah. Is he aware?
I guess so. And he's handling it really, really well, right? He's taking care of this business.
And he's focused on the task at hand.
It's unbelievable. But he needs, theoretically, both of them in his life. I don't know if he can tie shoes without Jordan. I don't know if he can basically, you know, run a football team without Mike Lombardi, right?
So is that metaphorical or literal?
I was going to say, is that a euphemism or is that a...
Not literally tie his shoes, okay?
But shoes, if you know what I'm saying. You know what Fitzy. I mean.
But I just think he needs Lombardi in his corner for the football ops, and he needs Jordan in his corner for the PR stuff.
So, Ted, the one thing they played, and this is old audio from Mike Lombardi footage from the coach show with Matt Patricia and Bill Belichick. This is audio of Mike Lombardi basically explaining his attachment to Bill Belichick, and I think you're going to love this.
I think we've been lucky too, right? And I think to me, I don't want to speak for Matt, but for me, I can't really survive in any other culture but this. That's the one thing I've learned through my failures is I need this, whether it's doing this TV show or being in the NFL or doing anything, is that this culture that I learned from you and how to behave and how to act and how to think is really the way it's become a way of life. It's become my operating system, and without it, it's really no fun.
Does he get down on his hands and knees and put his hands together like he's praying?
Well, he should for one
Bill,
and a half.
Dear
you know,
Bill,
the money.
I just, Bill, thank you for my life. Bill, thank you for everything you've given me. Without you, I don't exist.
It's really unbelievable.
It's crazy.
It'd be one thing for somebody to think that way, but then to express it on a television show in public.
I wonder what Matt Patricia was thinking at that point.
Right. Are you trying to one-up me? And what do I have to say something better than what you're saying right now? Right.
But guys, at least the one thing about Matt Patricia and Mike Lombardi, feel how you will about the way that they compose and handle themselves personally or on the microphone in this absurdist deference to Belichick. At least they have done things in the realm of football. At least they have contributed to the success of football teams and or most recently including the back half of the Patriots' double dynastic run. Jordan Hudson doesn't know, like, you can fill a freaking Poland Springs water bottle with what this gal knows about football compared to Lombardi or then Patricia or Belichick. That's the thing that galls me the most.
I bet you she was making decisions for Bill when she didn't she get in, come in the picture like in 2022, 2023?
Oh, yeah. I think 21.
Okay, so maybe it was her idea to put Maddie out there.
I think 19. I think we keep undercutting it.
I get the sense that she was making decisions, football decisions for Bill. All the way back in those last 3 years of his tenure.
She's had influence. She's had influence.
Yeah, she suspended Guerrero. Yeah,
there you go. That was her idea, I bet.
Who knows how far along this goes back and how much her influence was.
Lombardi, I can't survive in this culture. I can't breathe unless I'm with Bill Belichick.
Okay, so we talked about the graphics a little bit. We talked about the website. Then the hot mic catches them. So just to give you the visual, some of the people that are in the room go somewhere else, and they have a minute. But they're still mic'd up, and they're still in a production studio. They should still know.
They're whispering, though.
They're whispering into microphones.
Yes.
And if you whisper into a microphone, people can still hear you.
Yes.
And if you say something really dumb, they could record it and play it.
Ask the people at NBC Sports Boston.
Absolutely.
Don't ever leave your microphone on when you go to the bathroom and pee.
Yeah.
That is a no-no. But here is some of the hot mic Bill Belichick and Jordan basically talking crap about everybody working around them.
Oh, that looks great. Oh, that's awesome.
Let's go back.
Okay.
Thanks, Tony.
Yep. Should have Tony built the set.
No kidding.
Thank you for helping solve this.
You should send him one of those texts. Like,
okay, pause for a second, Stiz. Just to clarify, this is them looking at something on his phone, and it's Tony, and there's one other guy, and basically they're praising other people they've worked with on other things. Mm-hmm. I don't know who these people are specifically, but they're like, maybe we could get them to come in and do this, because these people don't know what they're doing.
Right.
And he could do it, and we wouldn't have to explain it to him, and that's sort of the conversation that unfolds. So go ahead, Stiz.
I was thinking of you the whole time. You want to something? We should get Tony in here.
You're very much.
He would make this place better than what it is, I'll tell you that.
Pause real quick. Bill Belichick, who loves NFL films, just said he would make this place better than what it is. I can tell you that.
Are you kidding me? He was asked one time what his favorite movie was, and he says anything made by NFL films.
Yeah, and that's Ken Rogers, his buddy.
Bill Belichick referred to Steve Sable, the creator of NFL films, as a great friend and recalled conversations during owning meetings with Steve Sable. He loves Steve Sable in NFL films.
So roll it, Stiz. Let's hear him crap on Steve Sable's company more.
On like a really serious note, on some of the things that we want to have mounted and whatnot, I mean, there's some things that fall through the cracks, but for the most part, everything is actually well done. You don't have to give Tony every single little detail for him to figure it out.
That's right.
I don't know. I have four full-time graphics people.
I can't do
right.
That's not really Joe's thing. That's what Matt Ivory's talking about. It's not really Joe's thing. Could we teach him to do it? Yeah, but then he becomes a graphics guy, and we need somebody who did that for us, and we have to figure out who's available to do that. You know,
who knows how to arrange the stats? Because I have a graphics person who helped me with the
website. We need a football person.
I think they're using all of the underdog people from the other things that don't know how to do anything else aside from what they do on all the other shows, which honestly, frankly, really isn't that good.
All right, pause there.
She just
so they're using underdog people that they do all their other stuff, which honestly isn't that good.
Yes.
I got a graphics person.
Yes.
They helped me with your rinky-dink website that I could bring in.
Yes.
She is unbelievable.
But it's just fascinating to me that Bill is just, he's always micromanaged everything. I've always told the story of, like, even the pictures that you see in the hallways of our locker rooms and leading into our meeting rooms. He was the one putting them there. He wants, he's got, he, every single detail in our facility was because Bill wanted it there. It was because, if it was there, it was because Bill wanted it there. He's micromanaging something that he's not even, that's not even what his expertise is in.
And she's the same. She's the same way. I don't know what her expertise is in, and I don't mean that as a shot. I just don't know. She clearly thinks she's an expert in real estate and corporations and law and
everything.
Graphic. Right. I don't know what her actual... I mean, she was a very successful gymnast / cheerleader.
She was a runner-up for the Miss Maine pageant, okay?
Okay, so she's got that. That's an area of expertise. But now she's telling people, you don't know how to do your job.
Mm-hmm.
I could do your job in 5 minutes on Adobe Photoshop.
I swear it's the Kim Kardashian effect. Like Kim, you know, kind of like the, and Kim Kardashian actually really is smart.
Jeez.
She helped get people out. But anyway, besides the point.
No,
but
was
sex tape. I mean, that's people, why my mom almost put out my sex tape too.
But people go, you know, people are familiar, especially younger people. They're familiar with social media and think, oh, this is easy. Like I could be a brand manager. I can do this. I can pick graphics and fonts for a website. The only thing I will say though, is as a producer, I think that this, as messy as it is, dirty. That's dirty. And I could bury most people that I've worked with.
Right.
You guys included.
Right.
And I would never. Yeah. So I think that the.
Whoa. But have we given you reason to?
This audio.
Have we given you reason to? Do we treat you like crap?
Well, you keep buying me Red Sox jerseys and giving me nice coats, then yes.
Exactly.
We'll stay kosher.
We treat you like a nice person. Like we appreciate you.
We don't talk down to you.
If we talked down to you and we belittled you and told you didn't know how to do your job, you might find a way to accidentally send some clips out that might get us in hot water, correct? 100%. I'm with you. But this is what you get, right? This is, we've talked about this with Ted and Mary Kay Cabot. And why'd she bring that up at her? Because when you step on people on the way up and then you meet them on the way back down, they're going to step on you. They're going to kick you. They're going to try to take it out on you, right?
Because we go, yeah, no, I do agree. And you guys are nice. And from what I've heard, you know, Bill was, I guess, tough to work with. But
was, is, always has been.
We have to trend soon, so we're up against it. But we should play in fairness. NFL Films has released a statement to McAfee.
Absolutely. When we come back on the other side, in all fairness,
to be fair,
balanced, McAfee reached out to NFL Films for comment on this audio and this footage, and they responded to him. So we'll play that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Fitzy has what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
This is a trending report brought to you by people that actually respect the work of NFL Films and the Saball family. Yeah, your New England Patriots are set to travel to Tennessee, Mike Vrabel's former house, Nissan Stadium, to take on the Titans and interim head coach Mike McCoy this Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. The game will be broadcast on CBS. The Patriots are a 7-point road favorite, which marks the first time the Pats are road favorites of 7 points or more since the infamous Antonio Brown game of 2019 in Miami. Mike Vrabel said earlier today in front of the media at Gillette Stadium that four players were questionable, including cornerback Charles Woods, safety Jalen Hawkins, defensive end Harold Landry, and wide receiver Stephon Diggs, who, according to sources, is expected to play Sunday. Calvin Ridley has been ruled out for Tennessee with a hamstring injury. Week seven, got off to a banger last night with an awesome game between Cincinnati and the Steelers. Cincinnati surviving with a thrilling 33-31 win at home over Pittsburgh with a last-second Evan McPherson field goal. Joe Flacco in just his second start for the Bengals after arriving 11 days ago via trade from Cleveland went 31 for 47, 342 yards and three touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers joined the over 40 quarterback fun, throwing for 249 yards and four touchdowns, but two costly picks. Last night, the Bruins got their three-game West Coast road swing off to a bad start with a 6-5 loss to the Golden Knights of Vegas. Jeremy Swayman brought a six-pack to the party. Unfortunately, it was a six-pack of goals that he gave up to the Golden Knights. Zadorov, Janot, Kastelich, Pasternak, and Asimont all scored for the Bees. Up next on the trip is a mammoth game. That's right, it's Boston versus Utah, Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. And in baseball, Game 5 tonight between the Blue Jays and the Mariners out at T-Mobile Field in Seattle after last night's 8-2 win for the Blue Jays in Toronto. You got Kevin Gausman on the hill for Toronto opposite Seattle's Bryce Miller. And in the National League, the Dodgers look to punch their ticket back to the Fall Classic to defend their title with a Game 4 set to take place tonight after 8 in Chavez Ravine. TBD is scheduled to take the hill for Milwaukee opposite Shohei Ohtani. Trending this hour is brought to you by our friends at Mario's Roofing. Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. This is your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens, and that's what's trending at WEEI and WEEI.com. Come on back now, more Jordan Belichick and New England Patriots talk on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. That's what we say. And you give us reason to... Because you say a lot of dumb stuff, and it's recorded.
Got to shake it off, Andy, that's all.
Shake it off, baby. Nice job with that, Stiz. So we continue on here. Little update. We're talking about Bill Belichick, Jordan, the hate triangle of North Carolina, Pablo Torre's new podcast, which found out that donors at North Carolina believe that Bill Belichick is desecrating their great university.
Was it weird or literally 2 or 3 days ago you were like, hey, Pablo Torre, if you're listening. Yeah.
Yes. No, I knew he had to.
Yeah, he was laying in the weeds.
Contacts. And as I wasn't joking, he said he had 12 new sources that this podcast was basically built around, his information for this podcast. The fact that Mike Lombardi was the one telling people that Jordan had been banned from UNC football. The fact that Jordan wore a banned necklace for the first game against TCU.
Is Bill going to make a statement saying that's categorically false?
I don't think he will.
Nope.
Because I'm guessing with Pablo Torre, it's categorically
true.
He seems to have good sources and good information. So we have some more audio we need to play here. First, there is Stiz. Well, we have a little short clip here.
Yeah, this is when they were still kind of talking crap about people, and Jordan's like, geez, like, I could do this better. Pay me $2,000 and I'll do it.
All right.
Look at how many people does it take to screw in a light bulb situation? Yeah. Editors at NFL Films did something and then turned it around to their guys and this, that, and the other thing. It's like, it's a lot of salary.
You're right.
If somebody puts on a clock, I could create this in 5 minutes, but you give me $2,000 to do that.
Bill's laughing. Some uncomfortable woman's laughing. Like, I can't believe I'm in this world. And the one thing Pablo Torre keeps emphasizing is the weirdness for these people that are with Underdog, NFL Films, whatever, working. They're working this show, and they're like, why is she here? Like, am I supposed to, like, listen to her? Who is she? Why does she have expertise? No one told me she was going to be involved in this. She created this uncomfortable working environment.
Well, I think Bill
you can even, well, Bill did with her.
Yep.
And I think you even hear it with Matt Patricia. I think he's uncomfortable that she's there. I think he's like, Bill, we're football guys. Let's talk football.
Why wouldn't everybody be uncomfortable? I mean, she's been granted all of this access only just because of, you know, her blanking Belichick. It's so gross.
By blanking Belichick, you mean building BillBelichick.com. And let her explain to you how she indeed built BillBelichick.com.
You want to create editable templates that Matt can just plug numbers into?
Well, we'll get somebody else to do it.
We could use Adobe Photoshop. Oh. And honestly, this is something I've done before with what you're calling a template. Okay, so Adobe Photoshop, and we have last week's thing. And then you literally just go back and say, oh, rather than Joe Montana, you just go click, 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 click on the delete button, and then type in a new name. It's already formatted. It's already this, and you just upload it. You take a screenshot of that screen and then just upload it. And it takes literally like 3 minutes to do it. I mean, I was able to build out his, you know, entire website with animations, with all of these things. I have zero, you know, real graphic experience. And he has a live website with all of these things on it. It was just a matter of, you know, pressing some things around. It's like, oh, well, if
and
we don't like that, we'll
the
just...
info. Yep. By
right. Words. So couldn't we, like, you know, it's pretty elementary. Do something.
Did she just explain to people how the delete button worked?
But it's elementary. It's yes. I've got zero real graphic experience, and I still know this better than you.
Yep. Yes. Yes. But I find you just, Fitzy, if you want, how if there's curious. A word on a computer, you just click, 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 click the delete button. Click, click, click. And did you know that erases that word and then you could type in another word?
Wait, can I copy that word and make it disappear and bring it somewhere else, too?
Whoa. That's like Adobe Photoshop 3.0.
Copy and paste. Control-Alt-Delete, copy, paste.
Let's not get too crazy here. What's
going on here?
Her arrogance is just so... I get why they align. I definitely get why they align.
Two peas in a pod, bro.
There are some similarities in their personalities and beliefs. I've also in my head, Fitzy, and tell me if this is wrong. You're the movie guy. You're the buff. Mm-hmm. She kind of reminds me of the early part of the character Demi Moore plays in A Few Good Men. When she thinks she knows more, like, no, I strongly disagree. And then he's like, oh, is that how it works?
You strongly object.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's an element of Demi Moore's character there who is trying to, like, assert herself and fit in a male-dominated world. Yeah. But not in an arrogant know-it-all capacity where there's an air of entitlement that hasn't even been remotely. Or I see what you're saying, but, like, Jordan is 10 times more gone.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, it's more like Demi Moore's role in that movie with Kurt Russell or, you know, Michael Douglas, where she was the executive above him.
Oh, yeah.
What's that movie?
Disclosure?
Disclosure.
Yes. Great.
Don't
movie.
Know how
call.
I knew that.
It's
don't
more
ask,
about
no idea.
Pulled
she
that
was,
out of the blue.
She didn't know what she was doing in that movie. And Michael Douglas' character was like, dude, you're doing it wrong. And she was like, you made passes at me. So you're going down, bro.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we've gotten through all this audio that got out there somehow, some way. We mentioned it earlier. Full disclosure, we need to give Pat McAfee reached out to NFL Films.
I wonder why. Oh, so Diana Rossini gave the water to him to carry.
So they're passing the water from passing person to person. And this is what Pat McAfee was able to unearth from the people at NFL Films.
When this footage was captured, NFL Films did not produce Coach with Bill Belichick. NFL Films did not edit this show. NFL Films did not shoot the show. NFL Films did not and does not own the show. As a matter of convenience to him, which once again, NFL Films' obligation to like people and players and coaches in there, as a matter of convenience to him, NFL Films allowed Coach Belichick and the production team from Underdog to use our studio for his coach show because he was already here in his capacity as talent on Inside the NFL. NFL Films has a long-standing relationship with Bill Belichick based on trust and mutual respect built over many years of working together. We have absolutely no reason to believe that this footage leak came from NFL Films or from any employee of NFL Films.
So NFL Films is saying Underdog. This is an Underdog production. It was Underdog's people. It wasn't our people. They are, I don't want to say passing the buck because that sounds a little disrespectful.
I have no issue with NFL Films or Underdog.
And I understand why NFL Films wants to CYA because they do build... Yeah. I mean, they build their reputation on trust and we're going to tape everything, but not everything will get out there. Mm-hmm. And right. Like as a player, you need to trust what they are doing. So I understand why they would pass the buck. So
and it was the Underdog staff that Bill and Jordan were crapping all over.
Oh, yeah. She said it. It's like everything else they do. Not very good, quite honestly,
this
or whatever.
Is so embarrassing.
Didn't they pay him a lot of money?
They did. Oh, yeah. They paid him a lot of money.
Yeah.
To get crapped on? Can they get some of that money back, you think? They did that commercial
with
him.
The Patriots paid him a lot of money and probably crapped on
touche,
some of them.
Touche. But at least they get a little return on that investment. They get some banners.
Decent ROI. Yeah.
This is a interesting situation. Let's go to the phone line. 617-779-7937. John in Providence would like to chime in on Bill and Jordan. What's up, John?
We're going to tape everything. But
hey, how are you guys? Love the show. I got to tell you guys, though, honestly. You don't feel like you need a shower after that? I mean, to listen to that, that's wrong. No, you guys have had conversations off air that you don't want other people to hear. You could obviously hear that conversation is very close-knit, whispering low. So for someone to do that, I just, right or wrong, it's dirty, guys. Regardless, it doesn't shed light. She is who she is. We all know that. But again, just hearing that doesn't really turn the needle. I think it's dirty. I think it's nasty. I mean,
thanks for the call, John.
I'm feeling clean. I don't feel dirty.
Yeah, I didn't do anything dirty. Yeah. And I get what he's saying, but
this is that harmful. I think it just kind of reinforces what we already knew.
Right.
I don't think this is like making Bill look any worse than maybe he's already made to look.
It's more Jordan. I mean, Jordan is the focal point of this criticism, right? Is that fair?
Oh, yes, fair.
I mean, yeah, she should. And I know it feels like, oh, wow, you guys aren't, you know, dunking on the men in this situation nearly as much as you are the girl. But like I don't want to come across as mean spirited or down talking or misogynistic or anything. But I just feel like her involvement in this has done such damage to him and is just so he's talking about dirty. Her involvement is so grotesque. It's so out of line and it's so misplaced.
So I also, in the vein of full disclosure, need to give the results of our poll today at Jumbo Heart at WEEI Afternoons. Stiz and I came up with this in the back room. What are your thoughts on the never-ending Bill Belichick / Jordan / UNC story?
You know what? I'm curious about this, yeah.
The three options I gave, can't get enough of it, sick of it, don't care. Those are the three options I gave.
I like that.
Fitzy, how would you vote? Not guess yet, just vote.
I would vote sick of it.
Okay. Ted, how would you vote?
Is there shoot it in my veins? Is that an option?
That's closest to the top option.
Okay,
yes,
I'll take the top one then. Stiz,
how about you? You're a Belichick guy.
I can't get enough of it.
Wow.
I mean, I can't. I'm trying to defend the guy. I do agree with that last caller that a part of this does feel dirty. Like, as a producer, I would never allow audio of you guys
of
to be leaked
not,
like that.
Because we've always been nice.
So,
good to know.
so that, but I mean, oh my God, when I woke up this morning and was listening to this, I was like, oh, yes.
So now, Fitzy, what do you predict the voting is on the poll?
I'm going to go 41% for sick of it, 35% for can't get enough, 24% don't care.
You were wrong all across the board.
Perfect.
51% voted don't care.
Wow.
30% voted sick of it.
Yep.
And only a Ted Johnson 19% said can't get enough of it.
Yeah, I think that's the truth. Yeah, I think there's some truth to that.
See, I don't know, because there's a lot of attention being paid, and I know we all make bad decisions with programming, segments, what we do, whatever, editors. I think editors are getting bang for their click buck out of this, right? I think these stories are doing well. I think when Steve Belichick's wife posts a picture and then they have to put out comments that the moving truck does not have anything to do with their employment.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Like,
what are you doing?
But people care. People are interested. Reporters are looking for it. People are reading the stories. Hell.
I was reading an article on ESPN. Dan Wetzel had an article.
Yes.
He says, every personnel person I talk to in the NFL, you can't get 5 minutes into the conversation before Bill Belichick's name is brought up.
And you know where you found that story? That story was on ESPN, front page, center, old school newspaper. They'd call it Above the Fold. The first thing you see was that Dan Wetzel story earlier about UNC, Bill Belichick, and the NFL. That was so. They think that's going to get clicks.
That's
they
right.
put the story there they think is the biggest story of that time of day. Yes, Diz.
You know what the ironic part is? So the other thing in the Pablo Torre is that the Hulu thing has been canceled, but there still is some other documentary being done.
Yep.
It's just not going to be episodic. It's going to be like 1 hour long thing. If it was episodic and if Hulu stuck with it, all this drama, everyone and their mother would have watched this thing. You're talking like skyrocketing.
I think there's
views.
A chance it would be more popular than the Dynasty was. I really do.
Oh, 100%.
Because this is sexy soap opera. I think there's a wider audience. I think
much wider.
You'd have wives being like, are we going to watch that,
no doubt,
that Belichick thing
this
tonight?
This is salacious fall of an empire content.
I mean, this is on like CBS Morning News. This is on like the major networks, the story.
Oh, absolutely.
This isn't just a local story.
Yeah, no. And I do think it crosses gender and age. And like there's a lot of different people interested in this. But that's going to do it for us today on that topic. Ted Johnson gets a short segment coming up here on WEEI Afternoons.
Yeah, I don't need much time.
Not the sexiest of football games. We need to build up to kickoff Sunday in Tennessee. Patriots-Titans, that's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Nice job, Stiz, with the rejoin. A little Tennessee talk. Titans, that is. Patriots head to Nashville on Sunday for a road game. As Mike Giardi brought up, Mike McCoy is now coaching the Titans. A guy that was basically out of football for a while, refinding himself. And now the Patriots have to figure out what the hell he's going to do to that Titans offense that, quite frankly, stinks. Or as Cam Ward would describe it, is ass.
Less than 14 points a game, Andy.
31st or 32nd in virtually everything I looked up. They're at either the bottom of the league or just below the bottom rung. So, Ted Johnson.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to need you to build this game up for me.
Oh, it's going to be hard. I'll just give you a preview. Not build it up. How about I just give you a preview?
Okay.
Okay. So the Patriots are playing, obviously, the Tennessee Titans, and they have one good player. His name is Jeffrey Simons.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard of him, but he was I think he was a first-rounder from a few years ago out of Notre Dame, I believe.
That doesn't sound right, but
no,
I'll go with it.
No, why does it feel like that's it? No, I could be wrong. But he's got 4.5 sacks, which ranks him 8th in the NFL. The opposing quarterbacks that are playing against the Titans defense are completing 71% of their passes, which is a lot. So, look, the defense is not very good other than Jeffrey Simons is all you need to know, all right? That's the main thing. Now, Pats pass rush, they can get after this quarterback. Cam Ward has been sacked a league high 25 times. So he's getting sacked at least over four times a game. So this pass rush that I talked about, which is not as good as people think. Don't tell Tom Curran right now, but buddy, they're not as good as you you alluded to in yesterday's show. The Pats pass pressure rate overall from a four-man rush ranks 31st in the NFL, and their sack totals have gone way down after the first two games. They've only had four sacks in the last four games, so an average of one sack in the last four games is not very good, but they can get after this offensive line. The offensive line coach was the father of the head coach, Brian Callahan. When his son got fired, well, dad says, I'm going with you, son. So the two of them left, and now they have a new offensive line coach, which should mean that this defensive line that has really not been getting after the quarterback like they should feast on the Titans in this game. So the offense for the Titans just terrible. The Cam Ward, 55% of his passes, he's completing an average of 5.4 yards. That's terrible. He's got more interceptions than touchdowns, to four interceptions and only three touchdowns. And the leading receiver for the team was Calvin Ridley, but he's not playing this game. He was averaging 18.1 yard per catch and had seven explosive plays, but he's not even playing, so it doesn't matter. I don't see how this team even has a chance. I really don't. You can't make a case for this team to win this game unless they have five turnovers like they did against the Steelers. And even then, I think it would be hard for the Patriots to lose. So it's really everything favors the Patriots in this game.
Yeah, I was going to say, even if they turn it over five times, the Steelers drove the ball on what, the first two drives of the game and the first drive of the site, whatever it was there. I don't see the Titans necessarily putting together drives. But there's an unknown, Fitzy. There is an unknown. The real McCoy, as you might say. Mike McCoy.
Right, who coached the Chargers from 2013 to 2016.
Yep.
Was his last proper HC stint. Classic, you know, interim coach, going to step in for a little while, try to stabilize the ship, bring some respectability to the occasion. Ted, I'm not sure if you heard the stat that I doled out earlier today.
Give it to me.
But of the 48 times an interim coach has taken over since the year 2000, in his first game, they are 20 dubs and 28 losses. So it's a little,
that's high, you know, over a little over
40%. It's higher than you would think, considering the garbage fires that some of these teams might be as well. And when I spoke to a news reporter, a sports anchor down in Tennessee earlier for our Patriots podcast, he said there's zero juice in the stands. This is their real last game on the schedule. Otherwise, the rest of the season is thoroughly meaningless. The offense is even worse than you just described. But don't be surprised if they try to go tempo, give the fans a little bit of a show, and pull out every trick and bag possibly that they can. Like, it's going to be a gimmick game for a while. So I expect energy early, and then I think the Pats just pull away, Andy. There's no reason they shouldn't.
The gimmicks, that takes time, precision, practice, you know, to execute those. So if you want to waste your time doing those kind of things in practice, good luck. They usually don't work. The Titans have a familiar face, though, over there on their special teams. You know who their place kicker is? Jacked up Joey Sly.
Joey Sly, he's a Sly guy, my kind of guy.
There you go. He's missed five kicks, four field goals, and one extra point this year. So keeping with Borgalis seems to be the right decision.
Oh, they stink. The special teams stink. The defense stinks.
They stink. Quarterback all the stinks. Way around.
They should just go to Broadway and get a drink.
Honestly, but don't forget. Yeah, Toby Keats, I love this Barton game. Don't forget that the one game they won this year involved the craziest touchdown you will ever see, with the kicking it down the field 50 yards and Amari DiMarcato's letting it go on the goal. Like, they should be winless and possibly extend that well into the season.
All right, coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for The Drive, where you may or may not hear an F-bomb. You may or may not hear Giardi try to tell us how the Titans could win this game. He put forth an effort if it was a week one, and we got to kind of put the bow on Bill Belichick, Jordan, and the UNC story. We'll also have our pick six and our Patriots picks all in the 5 o'clock hour. That's next here on The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.